discovered that despite the government efforts to move people away from high fossil fuels, kerosene and home heating oil in particular, there's a very high adherence in what we call off-grid rural areas, and Donegal is one of the highest. So there's an indication that despite, you know, the government attempts to move people to heat pumps, because people are off the natural gas grid as well, they have very few options if they want to install a heat pump. But I think the people are put off by the fact that a heat pump is extremely expensive to install because of all the accompanying retrofitting. It can cost up to 60,000 to get an older home retrofitted and a heat pump installed. What we're actually arguing in our document is that the government needs to widen options available to people in rural Ireland and support them to install renewable-ready gas boilers that will take LPG and bio-LPG. You can get the same job done for much cheaper. We've estimated you can get a renewable-ready gas boiler with minor retrofitting and solar panels installed for about 11,000 and lift the BER energy rating for the equivalent work for a heat pump and deep retrofitting is about 60,000. So we reckon that is the deterrent to people, you know, why there is such a stubborn adherence still to kerosene and high fossil fuels.
There's actual repercussions for this in terms of health. One of them being Letterkenny did rank quite poor in terms of air quality.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think some of the statistics would show that. I mean, obviously there still is an adherence also, I think, to coal. In areas as well, and this is gradually being phased. You know, kerosene is a high fossil fuel emitting energy source, and obviously people using LPG in particular, of which a lot would already be in Donegal, especially in the hospitality sector. That's an extremely low emitting carbon fuel. But the point we're making at the moment is government supports are only giving grants towards heat pumps, which need massive investment in deep retrofitting, which are simply too expensive to people. They need to operate a mixed technology message for people so they have wider options in the move to decarbonise, which in turn will increase and will improve air quality.